the policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services, and she is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with me. Saw a press release, and it stated Michigan's jobless benefit system falls short of other Midwestern states, even though the state's unemployment rate has been the highest in the Midwest for the past 5 years. Talk about this.
Sure. The league recently did a report that looked at 8 states in the Midwest, ranging from Minnesota to Pennsylvania and Michigan and Illinois and Indiana. And we looked at 4 key measures that help us to determine how effective an unemployment system is in terms of meeting the needs of unemployed workers. And we found that looking at those 4 measures that Michigan was dead last in the Midwest in those among those 8 states in all those different areas. And as you mentioned, we were dead last at a time when over the last 5 years we have led the Midwest in unemployment. So during a time when people have really needed to rely on an unemployment system, ours has not been very effective here in Michigan.
All right. According to the report, as you mentioned, in Michigan, it pays the lowest maximum benefits among states, is least likely to insured an unemployed worker, offers the lowest IU benefits relative to the unemployment, and provides the fewest weeks of basic UI. Now, one of the major reasons for this shortfall, according to the report, is that Michigan's weekly benefits has eroded over time. Until 1993, the maximum weekly benefit was pegged at 58% of the average weekly wage. In 1994, the benefit was decoupled to be set at $293 per week instead, and it has been increased only twice since then.
Right. So right now, the maximum amount here in Michigan is $362. So when you compare that to 1994, when it was $293, that certainly hasn't kept pace with inflation, and it also hasn't kept pace with a higher percentage of the state average weekly wage. If it had kept pace, it'd be at about $478 right now instead of $362. So, you know, when you look at that per week, that's $120-some or $110-some difference multiplied times, you know, 4 weeks over the course of a month. And that's pretty significant nowadays for an unemployed worker and an unemployed family trying to make ends meet during this time when unemployment continues to remain very high here in Michigan.
Karen Holcomb-Merrill is the policy director for the Michigan League of Human Services. All right, your recommendations are: don't further weaken the system, restore the basic period of unemployment from 20 back to 26 weeks, and peg the maximum benefit to the average weekly wage. How are we going to pay for this?
Well, you know, there are obviously costs to any of these things, but we think it's important to invest money in our unemployment program. And it also, not only does it help workers and their families, but when we invest money in a strong unemployment program, what it also does is it returns money into our local economies. We know that when unemployed workers and families receive these benefits, they don't save them. They spend them. They go out and they shop in their local stores and they pay their rent. And so it's really seen more as an investment in workers and helping them to get back on their feet so that as you know, there are more jobs in the state that folks can ease back into those, but during the times when they're without work, that they have the safety net that they need, and this is an important part of it, and we think it's an important investment in it, too.
All right, it's an investment. I get that. You're preaching to the choir. We need it. It would be great. We had a budget deficit of more than a couple of billion dollars. We're probably going to see that again. Everything has been cut down to the bone, so how are we going to pay for these benefits?
Well, unemployment benefits come through businesses, and, you know, so again, we think it's an investment that businesses need to be making in the workforce here in Michigan, you know, in unemployed workers. And again, not only does it help the workers, but it helps the local economies as well. So, you know, you can find money for anything, really. That's the reality. I realize that, you know, there have certainly, we've talked a lot about budget cuts in Michigan and the deficit at the federal level. But it's a matter of priorities as well. And what do we want to invest the money that we have in? And we think investing in helping these folks during difficult times is important. And, again, that does help by investing in local economies as well.
All right. So should small business or big business or business in general just kick in more via taxes or how whatever other means are available?
Well, it's all done through formulas and so forth, and in all businesses, I shouldn't say all, but businesses across the board are responsible for paying into the unemployment system, and it's sort of a complicated, it's not really a simple formula, but it is a part of business expenses, if you will. But again, we see it more as an investment.
Well, what I also find interesting is that although the state of Michigan may be lacking in when it comes to unemployment, Michigan ranks third in the use of food stamps, according to a recent census report. So where we may be lacking in some areas, in other areas, I guess we're not doing as poorly when it comes to taking care of people who need help.
Yeah, Michigan, in those most recent census numbers, Michigan was number three in food stamps and food assistance, and it does indicate that that's a program that's working. There are people that are very much in need here in Michigan. Many of them that are getting food assistance are newly unemployed people. And so it does show that that program is working. It's effective. It's a federally funded program. It's really not costing the state any money. So it's an important program to hold up. And while it's working here in Michigan and we are unhappy that so many people need it, we're happy that it is available for them.
Karen, before I let you go, we always, well, I won't say that. Let's just say that I hear a lot on this radio show with people we interview that we could always find the monies that we need for programs, and that business needs to contribute more into the tax pool, if you will. And I'm always looking for specific plans in this. I always hear people make those suggestions, but no one ever says, okay, we can go here and find the money. We can increase this tax so it doesn't hurt.
I can give you examples.
Okay.
The state has a rainy day fund of money set aside. You know, we would argue it's still raining here in Michigan. It's definitely raining, and we could tap into that pot. We also know that the budget year that ended September 30th left the state with roughly $500 million more than what they planned to have. We could tap into that $500 million to help people. We also know if we modernize the tax structure here in Michigan, if we move away from a flat tax, if we switch to taxing, sales tax on services, all of those things would modernize our tax structure here in Michigan, which would bring in more revenue.
So what?
Or we could go back and we could change some of the business taxes. We just cut business taxes by over $1 billion here in Michigan. There's no guarantee that that's going to create any jobs or help anything, but that makes a lot less money available for programs. So we could go back and reevaluate those too.
All right. Well, you're at the Capitol a lot. Why aren't those things being done?
Well, there's, you know, the administration and the leadership in the legislature has different priorities. They came in with priorities to cut business taxes. Their priorities seem to be to focus on fraud and abuse and programs and to make sweeping policy changes, because there is a very small amount of fraud and abuse in these programs, and they look at anecdotal stories about things that are happening with some of these programs, and they make sweeping policy changes that are taking away assistance for many people across the state. And so it's political, and it has to do with philosophical differences.
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens in this next calendar year to see if some of those priorities change. Thanks so much for your candor. We appreciate you.
Yep. Have a good day, Tony.